In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Last week we heard how Saul was selected and anointed king of Israel, and now we hear how Saul lost God's favor. And it can be kind of difficult for us with modern sensibilities to understand exactly what was going on. In the ancient world, war was not just a way to advance national policy. You know, it wasn't just fought for the right reasons, it was also fought to gain land and labor through enslaving those that you captured in war. And you know, the spoils of war, you know, taking stuff from the other guy, was part of the whole thing. Now God had decreed a ban of destruction upon the enemies of Israel, particularly the Amalekites. And that meant that the Israelites would wage war on the Amalekites, and they would take no prisoners, they would take no booty, you know, they would take nothing. Everything would be destroyed. But Saul and his men thought they knew better than God. You know, they weren't going to take anything for themselves, but they were going to take some of the best of the things which they had captured from the Amalekites and offer them a sacrifice to God. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, you know, it's a really good thing to offer sacrifice to God. But what they should have done is offered what they themselves owned for sacrifice. Not, you know, hey, we won in war. We can take this stuff. We're not going to keep it for ourselves, but we're going to still use it for our advantage to offer sacrifice to God. They were being very disobedient to him. They were going against what he decreed. And because of this, the ban was extended to Saul, and Saul lost his kingship. Though it would be many years before he lost God's favor, but it was many years before David would take his place. Now you could say, you know, looking at David, you know, David was disobedient to God on several occasions. You know, he arranged for the murder in battle of Uriah the Hittite. He did a census when that had been forbidden by God. There are all sorts of things that he did, and David was punished. But David never lost God's favor. So what's the difference between what Saul did and what David did? There's a big difference. Notice what Saul did when his sin was pointed out. He tried to justify it. And I hear this a lot in the confessional. People will come in to confess their sins and then tell me why it was really okay that they did it. And let me tell you a little secret. You want a really heavy penance? That's how to get it. You know, someone who makes no excuses, says, this is what I did, I'm wrong, you get a much lighter penance. But sometimes you have to give a heavy penance to help people realize just the import of what they've done. And there really is no excuse for it. Saul tried to justify what he did. Oh, it's okay. You know, we didn't really keep anything. We just disobeyed God. When David's sins were pointed out to him, David repented. And because of this, he was forgiven. Saul didn't repent. Saul tried to justify himself, and because of that, he was not repentant. He was not forgiven. And so, here's a little thing. When you sin, and it's probably going to happen, repent. Don't try to justify your sins. Just acknowledge them, repent of them, and turn from them. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.